Hi, this is a dictation for Eugene Watson, E-U-G-E-N-E, last name Watson, W-A-T like Tom, S-O-N, date of birth, 12/26/1948. Date of accident is 9/7/2022. Date of service? 1/9/2022. The patient Eugene Watson is here for the chief complaints are he's having severe pain in the right shoulder and hence right hip, left hip, mid back and lower back. Headaches. Both hands. Patient attributes all of the symptoms to an automobile accident that occurred on 9/7/2022. The history of automobile accident is as follows. Mr. Eugene Watson was traveling as a front seat passenger with Margaret Watts, who was the driver. And he was a restrained gentleman. The accident occurred on 9/7/2022 at 6:30 p.m. They're driving on I-94 service drive, and the other the driver ran a stop sign and hit them T-bone on the passenger side. It was a hit and run accident. Airbags did not deploy. And the impact was around 50 miles an hour, and their car was traveling around 20 miles per hour. There was no loss of consciousness, and police did not come at the scene. Ambulance didn't come at the scene. Patient did not go to the hospital. ER. The damage to the car was almost $5,000, and it was not completely total, and there was nothing broken inside. Only the door was impacted. Patient reports regarding injury, he twisted his neck, which got whiplashed. Left ankle got twisted due to the impact. No injury to the chest, abdomen, or pelvis is reported. No injury to the elbows or hip, or no injury to the elbows or knee is reported. And history of presenting illness is as follows. Patient reports presence of moderately severe headaches, 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are mostly located on the right temple. The headaches are throbbing off and on, sensitive to light, not sensitive to noise. Not as such as any nausea, vomiting, serious aura. And the patient reports following symptoms of TBI, loss of equilibrium and loss of concentration. However, he denies any dizziness or vertigo. There is no loss of consciousness or ringing in the ear or buzzing. No loss of balance, no loss of memory. No, he denies any forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, nightmares, fearful of the event. He denies any incontinence of the urine bowel or sleepwalking. He denies any seizures, nausea, vomiting, or blurred vision, spots in the vision. Additionally, patient has weakness and numbness, tingling is reported. The right arm, which is intermittent, fatigue. He denies any anxiety, depression, or panic, and denies any sudden anesthesia. There is no incontinence of the urine bowel either. Regarding the pain, patient reports moderate pain in the mid back and lower back. He denies any pain in the neck area. The There is some shooting pain to the right arm with some weakness posteriorly in C567 nerve distribution. He also reports of pain in the right elbow and right hip. Right elbow pain is around 4. The olecranon process and the triceps muscle tendon at the insertion is slightly tender. Pain in both the hips is reported. Right hip is 7, left hip is 4. And he also has some pain in the left ankle. As the ankle got twisted, these pains are constantly present and are affecting his ADL to the tune of 4. And they're described as shooting and aching. The pain level varies from 4 to 9. Pain is a modifying factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, sneezing, walking, and driving, and improved by sitting and lying down. He can walk up to half a block. He can stand and sit for 30 minutes, sleep 4 to 5 hours. He can go up and down, but his hip hurt when he goes upstairs on the... regarding the investigation, he does not report any X-rays, MRI, CT scan, everything done. He only went to a urgent care after 3 weeks of injury. He additionally reported that his both hands are numb and the face... No, one time his both hands became numb and face was painful, and so he went to the ER of St. John overnight, but this happened 3 weeks after, and he was diagnosed as having a TIA. The face was numb and weak. But after the accident, he went to urgent care, which did not give any X-rays or any other investigation, and he just took Tylenol, and no other treatment has been provided, no therapy, chiropractor. He reports some weakness of the right arm. He has dropped phone and dinner plates. In the system, the patient has COPD in respiratory disease. In neurological disease, he had a stroke 4 years ago, and now, recently he had a TIA. He was treated at DMC hospital. Past surgical history is none. Allergies, none. Family history. The mother is deceased due to the heart failure. Father is deceased due to the heart failure. Siblings are deceased, all of them. In the relationship status, patient is single and lives alone. Employment status, patient is self-employed. He is an artist of a Greek town and he is self-employed. And he has never filed a disability. Legal history, patient has Padilla law firm representing his interest. Personal history, he does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Besides slight anxiety, he does not have any suicidal thought, homicidal thoughts, or issue with the depression, sleep problem, no mood problems are reported. Regarding the ADL, general activity, work and enjoyment of life were affected 7. Other ADLs are reported as follows. Dialing a phone, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work and vacuuming are affected 9. Walking, standing, running are affected 7. Reaching into cabinet is affected 7. Physical examination. The vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure is 131 over 81. Pulse is 56. Pulse ox is 99. Temperature 98.1. Height is 5 feet 8 inches. And weight is 160 pounds. This is a 74-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. the patient does not appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain phases. This patient does not appear anxious or lethargic, and the patient has a good attitude, demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam is from template, including neurological examination that is normal. And except for the slight weakness of the right arm at 4x5, no other neurological deficits are found. The musculature examination reveals that there is a spasm of the right sided trapezius muscle in its entirety from cervical fiber and upper fiber to middle fiber and lower fibers with several triggers. There is a lot of spasm of paraspinal muscles from thoracic T1 to all the way to L5, especially more on the right side than the left. Rest of the muscles are found to be completely normal with normal bulk, contraction, and tone, without any colonic fasciculation or abnormal tremors. No other muscle spasm. Musculoskeletal examination is reported as follows. Inspection palpation from the template. Spine tenderness, none is present except in the area of L4, L5, and L5S1. And bilateral sacroiliac joints are bone tender. And the range of motion, cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, range of motion, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test negative, Sotohar test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slum test are negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg rest test is negative, Breger test is negative, Kemp test was positive, Babinski is negative. In sacroiliac, mild tenderness of the sacroiliac joint is noticed bilaterally. However, standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are negative, but the Faber test is positive and Ganslin test is positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg work sign is negative. The extremities examination, right shoulder examination, right shoulder and both hips and left ankle, rest of the extremities, which include the right upper extremity and left upper extremity, and right elbow also is positive. So I'll describe them separately, but other than the right elbow, both hips, right shoulder, and and the left ankle, rest of the extremities are found to be warm to touch and well perfused without any tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicoseness. Range of motion of all joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Gait is normal. Examination of the right shoulder reveals that on inspection palpation, the shoulder is completely normally appearing without any spasm, dislocations, or any contusions. Range of motion is limited to 90 degrees of abduction, beyond which the patient reports severe pain in the rotator cuff region. Muscle strength 4x5. Drop arm tests are negative, but anterior posterior apprehension is positive and Hawking Kennedy test is positive. In the right elbow, there is a tenderness of the allicranon process and the tendon of the triceps is slightly tender. Examination of the hand and wrist do not reveal any positive finding. On inspection and palpation, there is no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fractures, or any angulation deformity. There is no atrophy or thin nerve prominence. Range of motions are normal. Grip is slightly poor, and motor power is 4x5. Carpal compression testing, the Tinel sign and Fallon sign are found negative. Hip joint. On examination of the both hip joints, on inspection palpation, there is no tenderness except in right olecranon, right trochanter. So on inspection, we find no major swelling. On palpation, there is a tenderness of the right trochanter, or right greater trochanter area with slight tenderness without any major swelling or spasm contractures. Alignment is good. Range of motions are normal. The range of motion of both the hip is flexion is 140, extension is 140, and rotation, internal external rotation is 40. Motor strength is found normal. Varus abnormality is negative. Leg length discrepancy is negative. Patrick sign is negative. Tendelbrook's test was negative. Log roll LE test negative. Examination of the left ankle do not reveal any major fracture or contusion, laceration, possible tendinitis of the flexion tendons. Range of motions of the ankle and foot is completely normal. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2 X60, G7.891, R26.89, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, M79.2, M60.9, M62.8, ligaments M54.0, upper extremity, right shoulder, M25.511, M75.30, 75.50, M75.110, S43.432D. Right elbow pain, M25.521, bursitis M70.31, bicipital tendinitis M75.20, pain right wrist M25.1, pain in the right leg M79.601, pain in the right hip M25.551, pain in the right knee M25.561, pain in the right ankle M25.51, thoracic spine M54.09, M54.6, M51.24, S23.3XXA, lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1 and M54.17. Plan of care, Gene Watson is from the temple. Treatment plan is as follows. First is physical therapy, which is ordered 3 times per week to his choice place. 3 times a week, focusing on the mid-back and lower region, lumbar region, shoulder, right elbow, right and both hips, and left ankle and foot, and sacroiliac joints with traction massage, aqua therapy. Disability is provided for work and housework replacement and transportation only. Medications are non-narcotic, Celebrex 200 mg once a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, Tramadol pain medication, narcotic is provided 50 mg to one tablet two times a day PRN for pain relief. Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. One or two every 6 hours for headache relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures. Patient is advised about trigger point injections and injection to the right, to the elbow, on the right side, at all non process, and also to triceps tendon and into the trapezius muscles trigger points, and possibly into the rotator cuff muscle tendon on the right side. The patient is advised about podiatrist, and no other procedures are being recommended right now. Sacral iliac joint injection could be also be advised, as the patient has positive finding later on if therapy is not helped him. Surgical options are none, and referral to neuropsych is not warranted. Attended care caseworker not warranted. Past medical records, none are available. Investigations are not being ordered at this time. We are going to wait for 90 days for patient to heal up and get better. The persisting pain will be investigated. DME, the patient is being provided with a back brace, neck brace, traction device for healing. Education is yes. Weight loss program, none. Disability, none. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Direct contact, yes.